I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. In Saudi Arabia, women can't open a bank account unless they have permission from a relative who is a man. Same goes for signing a lease, even traveling. It's part of what's called the male guardianship law. But recently, Saudi leader King Salman said his government will review that law. He made the announcement just days before President Trump's visit to the kingdom later this week. I checked in with our own Christina Asquith about this. She heads our Across Women's Lives project. And I began by asking her just how restrictive the guardianship law is.
It's incredibly restrictive. I will say that it does have widespread support among women in Saudi Arabia, but international observers and women's activists call it the single most oppressive impediment to women engaging fully in their lives, economically, personally. And, you know, to a large extent, it depends on the family. If you have a family in which you are going abroad for an education is encouraged, well, you can certainly get around these male guardianship laws. But if you have a family in which the opposite is true, you can't really step outside your home.
So King Salman says his government will now review this male guardianship law. What is the likelihood that it could be reversed?
So King Salman last week announced that a part of the male guardianship law is going to be reviewed, and that is the part which restricts women from accessing government services without male permission. So that can be something like women trying to get an ID will no longer need man's permission. Now, that matters a lot because if you want to establish residency, for example, to rent an apartment, then you right now need a male's permission to do that. If you want to run for office, you have to establish residency, and so you therefore have to have your name on a lease or have your name on a deed to own a house. So none of those things are possible right now without a man's permission unless this aspect of the guardianship law is revoked.
Why do you think the King of Saudi Arabia came out with this news at this point in time? Any connection with the Trump visit that's upcoming?
No connection was officially announced, but of course, everybody is saying that this absolutely is in connection with Donald and Melania's visit this Friday to the kingdom. There is the anticipation of a media spotlight, and they are really preempting that by saying, hey, we may revoke aspects of this male guardianship law. They got a slew of international headlines, all very positive. I personally think that it is probably likely that they're going to loosen the guardianship laws because it's in keeping with a slew of reforms that we've seen in the kingdom over the last 10 years. And progress is slow, but they're big reforms. Domestic violence, for example, in 2013 was recognized as illegal. In 2015, women were allowed to run for municipal council elections for the first time. Now, I'll give you a small example that really, to me, translates how women in Saudi are negotiating these oppressive guardianship laws with the ability to run for office. This one woman in her 40s, Fadia, ran for a municipal council seat, but she needed her son, Nasser, to give her permission. And Nasser also had to take the day off of work to drive her in between campaign stops. So, you know, she...
Her son gave her permission, not the husband.
It could be either in that case.
Interesting.
But he was the one that had to drive her around, and here she is running for office.
You said a moment ago, Christina, that there are a lot of women in Saudi Arabia who support the male guardianship law, right?
Definitely. Polls show that you can get all kinds of polls, but some polls show that women overwhelmingly do support the guardianship law. And the comments that they've made to me in explaining why they would support anything that restricts them so viscerally is that they associate it with a very pure form of Islam. They see the guardianship law as an expression of love from their husband to them or their family member to them. And they also are very proud as Saudis of this very pure form of Islam that they see being expressed in the guardianship law.
If women in Saudi Arabia, and I don't know what the percentage is, but if women in Saudi Arabia feel that they want to keep this male guardianship law, why should outside influences come in and try and reverse that? I mean, has that debate been happening?
Definitely. And going back to the 2003 when President Bush's top advisor, Karen Hughes, lectured Saudi women on their need to drive, you saw a huge backlash. American officials have been very hesitant to be portrayed as lecturing Saudi women on their freedoms. This kind of relaxing the guardianship law is not coming from outside. There is a debate that's been going on and really been building up ahead of steam within Saudi Arabia that women do need to have more freedoms. And the main impetus for this argument is the economic reforms that are going on in the country.
Christina Asquith with our Across Women's Lives Project. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Marco.